Blog Talk Radio.
We are African, and we happen to be in America. We're not American. We are people who formerly were Africans who were kidnapped and brought to America. Our forefathers weren't the pilgrims. We didn't land on Plymouth Rock. The rock was landed on us. We were brought here against our will. We were not brought here to be made citizens. We were not brought here to enjoy the constitutional gifts that they speak so beautifully about today. Because we weren't brought here to be made citizens today, now that we've become awakened to some degree and we begin to ask for those things which they say are supposedly for Americans, they look upon us with hostility and unfriendliness. If you're interested in freedom, you need some judo, you need some karate, you need all the things that will help you fight for freedom. Nationalism is the wave of the present and the future. It is nationalism that's bringing freedom to oppressed people all over the world. It was nationalism that brought freedom to the Algerians. It was nationalism that brought freedom to the Nigerians and to the Ghanaians. It was nationalism that brought freedom to the people of Uganda and Tanganyika and Sudan and Somaliland. The Africans didn't get it by sitting in. They didn't get it by waiting in. They didn't get it by singing, "We Shall Overcome." They got it through nationalism. And you and I will get it through nationalism. What is it? What is it that makes it difficult for the philosophy of nationalism to spread among the so-called Negroes? Number one, they think they have a stake in America. They think they have an investment in this country, which we do. We invested 310 years of slave labor, 310 years, every day of which your and my mother and father worked for nothing, not 8 hours a day. There was no union in that day. They worked from sun up until sundown, from can't see in the morning until can't see at night. They never had a day off. And on Sunday, they were allowed to sit down and sing about when they die, they wouldn't be slaves no more. When they die, they wouldn't be slaves no more. They'd go up in the sky, and every day would be Sunday. That's a shame. And it is that 310 years of slave labor that went in, that was my and your contribution into this particular economy and political system. They can give us the back pay. Let's join in. If this is what the Negro wants, let's join him. Let's show him how to struggle. Let's show him how to fight. Let's show him how to bring about a real revolution. Let's make him stop jiving. You don't need a debate. You don't need a filibuster. You need some action.
Passover 2020. 14 days later, are we witnessing the fall of Babylon? That is the title of this broadcast. Before I begin, I need to make sure that I can hear myself. Okay, that's good. All right. Welcome, friends and family. You're listening to Signs and Wonders, the broadcast that came right on time. My name is Dawid Yoko Maccabeus, a.k.a. Plau. Now, we are truly living in strange times. On January 3rd, 2020, America assassinated Qassem Soleimani, the leader of the Shia military. Now, this wasn't no minor event. If you understand the Shia, you understand that the Shia branch of Islam is the most truest branch of Islam that exists today. The most organized, remembered, and very, very, let's say, determined group. And they killed the leader of the Shia military. Okay? Then after, we have the Wuhan virus. The Wuhan virus. Okay? Now, the interesting thing about the attack on the Shia leader is that as this fades out, the world is going to settle into a new normal. Then acts of terror will be produced at a studio near you. Okay? What do I mean? Well, we have this Wuhan virus coming. Okay, the coronavirus. Everybody's in lockdown. All right? This is going to fade. But as this fades out, because of the attack on the Shia military leader, there's going to be acts of terror. And these acts of terror are going to be produced just like the other acts of terror, waiting in the wings. And now, before that, we have the Wuhan virus imported from China. And what is the first thing this Wuhan virus does? It attacks Iran. People dying by this virus in Iran en masse. They can't get any medical assistance because of the sanctions placed on them. This is going to cause a problem. We have the attacks on Italy. And we see the cabal taking back control of Europe in real time. Live every day on the news 24/7. We are witnessing the killing of the United States economy. We are witnessing the placement of the entire globe on pandemic lockdown. Now, the question is, that many people have, is this a man-made bioweapon? Yes. Is this G5 Online 2020? Yes. Is this the stock market crash that everyone is talking about? Is it finally happening? Yes. Do we see visions of martial law in the United States? Yes. Is this what the fall of Babylon looks like? Yes. How many of you have heard about the Middle East dragon storm? The Russian Saudi Arabia oil price war, the Utah earthquake, the Croatian earthquake. All this is going on as the whole world is going under quarantine. As the fascist Nazi dictatorship slithers its way into control. Now, this is a repeat of the Hyksos invasion of Kemet. Order out of chaos. They first came in peace. Then they took control of the levers of power. The levers of economics, media, politics, entertainment, miseducation, religion, science, and on and on. But this time, we see you. This time, we see you. And we know what you're doing. And you already failed. Because it is written, we win and you lose. Now, today is March 23rd. This marks the start of Passover 2020. Which means we are free. You are a divine spiritual being blessed by Allah. No demonic little parasite can touch your soul. No demonic little parasite can stand in your presence. Your spirit is of Allah. You are the soldier of Allah. All praise Allah. And you are free. And it is time to reclaim your power and do what you were born in this peculiar time to do. I would like to speak a message to Allah. Mighty Allah, thank you for another Passover to remind us that we destroy this snake. It is a reminder that we have done this before. I ask that you give us the wisdom and guide us once again on how to decapitate this snake. I thank you for this power. Thank you for exposing the beast. I ask that your spirit protects your soldiers and allows us to strike fear into the black heart of the serpent. Break the curse of pedophilia as they attempt to corrupt your children. Break the curse of homosexuality as they corrupt the human creation. Let them fail in their own ditch. Them fail in their own self-made destructions. Fall, Babylon, fall. Allah, expose them for who they are and remove their power from them. I ask in the name of Yahshua, all praise Allah. All praise Allah. All praise Allah. All right. This broadcast is not going to be long. I just wanted to make sure that it's marked in history, in the historic record on the web, March 23rd, 2020, Dawid Yaakov Maccabeus asked Ayah to assist his children, his soldiers, and to bring his spirit in all those who listen and know. All praise. Now, I want to make a few points here just to bring things to your attention. Since everybody is on lockdown and in quarantine and scared of this coronavirus, first of all, you have to do is just strengthen your immune system. If you have fear in your heart, it weakens your immune system. If you don't exercise, it weakens your immune system. If you don't get any sun, any D3, it weakens your immune system. So what you need to do is you need to get outside, stop being afraid, exercise, and strengthen your immune system. After you do that, then you speak into existence what you want from this planet. Peace, love, harmony, ma'at. And then do it. Okay? Create your own economy. Reject the system of the beast. Did we not say before that we were tired of China making everything? Well, it's over. Good. Move on. Now, those of you that dislike Trump and refuse to really think deeper about Trump and can't really get past Trump, let me explain to you what Trump was doing. The whole case of the impeachment and the Russian collusion and the on and on and on that these deep state demonic pedophilic, homosexual pedophiles have tried to pin on him and remove him. Now, why are they trying so hard to remove this man? Now, I'm not going to get into it because y'all should have listened to my previous broadcast. But I will say this. Now that you're not working, because everything's shut down, now that you're about to lose your job, and the stock market has wiped out 3 years of gains, do you feel what you used to have? All that was given to you during these last 3 years. Okay? Now, what Trump was doing was he was empowering the people of this country because there is a global elite that want to destroy any country that has freedom, any country that has a spiritual belief system. This is why they wanted to destroy Iran. This is why they wanted to destroy Syria, Iraq, the Middle East, the Muslims, any spiritual power is a threat to this demonic beast. And now that they have completely tied the hands of the Islamic religion, pretty much done at this moment. But not forever, but at this moment, It has been weakened by 9/11. They are now working on, because they were doing it in parallel, the United States. And the power of the United States was the spirituality. And that spirituality was in the name of Jesus Christ. And when Jesus Christ meant Yahshua, there was. But when the pedophilic preachers and the poverty preachers decided to disrespect and ignore, then the door was open. And now you see the results. Now you see the results. So, where do we go from here? I wrote a couple things down that I wanted to talk about on this broadcast. But before I do, let me continue with Trump. Now, we're just talking today, you know. We're just talking. And if you want to call in, let me see. Anyway, no, I didn't really, I just posted that I was going to do this broadcast yesterday. Sorry for the short notice. Sometimes if I give too much notice, then there's a lot of interference. So it's better for me to kind of surprise, but I don't know how this could have been a surprise because 14 days later, should be obvious that I'll do a broadcast. But anyway, for those of you that listen to it later, thank you. Please download and go to HebrewsWakeUp.com or Ayah.net. On there, you will see the different broadcasts. And also, you can find the broadcast that I did last week. Ma'at, the Yah of Justice. Okay. Now, like I was saying, America is going through now. And those that didn't see what Trump was doing, that hate the man without looking past it, are now going to see what he was doing. Now, it should be obvious that the Democrats in the United States, the demons that have aborted the children, the Hebrew children, over 11 million and counting, the ones that create racial divisions in the country, the ones that keep us this most poverty-stricken state of all people in the United States, the ones that created the prison system with the help of the Republicans, those Democrats. Now they don't even want a good economy because they figure they can weaken Trump to win the election in November. They'd rather destroy the country then lose control, because they are not from this country. They are not from any country. They are from the world, a demonic, global, elite, demonic class, double demonic. And these snakes are trying to bring it all down. Which is why we are witnessing the fall of Babylon. Now, America, those of you that criticize Venezuela are going to get some Venezuela. You're experiencing Venezuela right now. You know how you can't get toilet paper? If this would have happened in Venezuela, Americans would be saying, I can't believe they're fighting over toilet paper. Well, you see how they fight over toilet paper? They don't supply it. Who owns the toilet paper not to supply it? Who owns the supply chain? Who controls the supply chain? Same thing in Venezuela, Zimbabwe. Any country that is being sanctioned, those sanctions are controlling the goods. Every product that you see in the store is controlled by the elite. They control 90% of the food. And the mom and pops that want to keep it going, they're controlling who can buy and sell by law, by fear of the coronavirus. Put them out of business and buy them up cheap. Venezuela in America. Now, if this keeps going for 6 months, bye-bye Babylon. You're living it right now. So the next time you think of Venezuela and you want to criticize the socialism, it's not socialism. It's the demonic elite class destroying the country. Because when we want to be free, they're going to call us socialists. When we don't want to have these crony capitalists trying to take over the economy, they're going to call it socialism. They play us off each other. Freedom has no label. Freedom is just freedom. If you don't want anybody to control your country, to control your resources, if you want to control your own resources in your own country or in the area in which that you were born into, then they call that socialism. Venezuela in America. Now, the other point I said before is the deep state is using this Wuhan virus, this coronavirus, to remove Trump. It should be obvious. Everybody's saying, oh, he's not doing enough. He's so incompetent. Then he gives a cure. You can use the malaria medicine to help alleviate the issues of the virus and possibly help those terminally ill become healed. Oh, no, that's not true. That's not going to work. Now, if you had any cure, anything that can possibly save the life of people, why would you throw it under the rug? They don't want a cure. They're like, no, we need this to destroy the economy. And then today, what did they have? They had a vote in Congress to give the American people, not the government, the American people, $1.5 trillion to hold everybody over until this passes. They said no. Now, first of all, they're supposed to work for the people. What person would say, I don't need help, I don't want my money, because that's our money pretty much, it's our tax money, I don't want my money to alleviate my issues, to help me pay the rent, to help me buy some food, to help me pay my car note. Hey, I'm feeling it. I could use that money. This is sad. Okay? This is the beast exposing itself. Remember during the time when the Clintons were in power, then Bush was in power, and then Obama came in power, and then when Obama came in power, it was revealed that he didn't pick his own cabinet. It was what is his name? Podesta, the pedophile, the same person that was helping Hillary in her campaign. And then that whole time of his administration, they were like trying to remove Assad from power in Syria, and there was this war going on, and then the wars in Libya. I mean, y'all know it was extremely demonic, extremely demonic. Well, all that stopped when she lost. Trump's talking to North Korea. He's trying to have more, have a fairer trade balance, strengthen the United States economically. Now, I use Trump as an example, not because I'm like a fan of Trump. I'm not a fan of any president, any politician, because they can always turn on a dime. However, I watch what they do. And from analyzing this beast for so long, I know what he is doing is hurting the beast. And if you hurt that beast, then I know that you can't be all bad. Y'all better pray for this man. Y'all better pray for this man. Ask the spirit of righteousness to go into him and make the correct decisions to destroy this beast. Because right now, that's all you got. That's all you got. Until we rise. And we will rise. Now, a serious issue that I want to also speak on is this G5 that they're putting up. I was speaking to my lady, and her observation is that the G5 is specifically attacking the spiritual people. Those that their pineal gland is not calcified. Those of us that still have a spiritual connection. Trying to fry us up. Give you a headache. Tell you what, there's going to come a time when people are going to start destroying those cancer devices. They're going to have to put them so high up in the sky that people can't touch them. Because when the word goes out that they're trying to destroy and kill and fry and sterilize, they will no longer exist. Because that's what these G5 things are doing. They're radiating you with cancer. They are destroying your DNA. They are trying to destroy all that is, all what it means to be human. Now, like I said, I don't want to go too long. And plus, I don't want to get too much into this speaking about the beast, because everything I said, y'all already know. I just wanted to have a short broadcast and just to mark March 23rd, 14 days after the new year. I also want to thank those that continue to listen and continue to download. I noticed that I'm starting to get listeners all over the planet, even in China and in Africa and Brazil, Europe. I'm seeing it, and that's really good. So the message is getting out there, even Australia. So hopefully one day soon I'll be able to come on here regularly and start to create a real broadcast. But the time is not right for that yet, but it's coming. I'll probably make a broadcast after another, maybe next month. I'll make sure I put enough time up there to let y'all know about it. I just wanted to say that the best way to defeat this beast at this moment is to seriously focus on how to become totally independent of this beast, get some land, find somebody that is like-minded with you, buy a plot of land, put some seed on it, start living off the earth again. Meditate daily if you can, or weekly. Fast, pray, focus, and destroy the beast. That's the solution. Eat healthy. Stay away from the genetically modified organisms. Resist the demonic, dirty vaccines. Keep your temple clean. In the previous broadcast, Mod the Y'all of Justice, I've read the different scriptures. Revelations 18 talks about the fall of Babylon. Then to end that broadcast, I spoke on the vision of Obadiah. And though in that one that says, thou that exalt thyself as an eagle, and thou that sit thy nest amongst the stars, thence will I bring thee down, saith Ayah. They're going to fall. They're going to fall. So we're witnessing it right now. All right. Witnessing it right now. All right. I can't speak on this broadcast too long because I have to wake up and do my day job. And I've been pretty much preparing all week and prior, not this week, but the prior weeks on what we see right now, meaning like I knew this was coming. So I've been preparing and getting a few loose ends and tying them up. yeah, it's interesting times, brothers and sisters, but my predictions. I think because this is about to be exposed, or it's losing steam. And the reason why I say that is because I don't know if y'all understand, if y'all still listen to InfoWars, the Alex Jones show. I every now and then I check it out. And I found that he has a new, his website is now band.video. And when he mentioned that, I would actually be able to go in every now and check out his videos. And I would see it grow and grow and grow for months. I was even purchase like different items on the site that can help you, because it's pretty on point with the stuff he's talking about the beast. Now, I decided to link his broadcast into HebrewsWakeUp.com as a live stream. So when I did that and seen how many views he had, and the amount of views, let me give you an exact count. Hold on. This is crazy. Let me get it on right now. Because it's interesting. It's important to know who your allies are, even though you don't agree with them all the time. Y'all want the same thing, which is for this beast to fall. So what I do is I listen and I watch. All right, now this is taking forever to load, but I think at the time when I looked at the amount of people he had listened to him. Now, mind you, no marketing, just InfoWars, okay? He had 783 million views. That's almost a billion views. And that's just on the stream. That's just on the stream. Okay? Wait, I'm clicking on it now. Let me see. It says here. Yeah, okay. It says 787,649,429 views. 787 billion. Oh my goodness. How many people know exactly what's going on? So my predictions is that this beast is shaking in its boots right now. That's why they said no for the bailout. The $1.5 trillion, they're like, no, that might give them hope. They're trying to break your hope, cause fear. That's why every night on the news, they're like, we have another coronavirus death. Or the count now is the pandemic. Now, if fear lowers your immune system, they want you sick, obviously. This is going to fade. They're going to have to try something else. They're going to have to try something else. If this lasts over another 30 days, if they can push this to a month, certain sectors, certain things will be irreversible. Okay, if they could push it to a month. But because Trump is a regular listener to InfoWars, regular listener, to the point where somebody will talk to him, he'll write a letter the next day. And he don't even care. And everything that they say that Trump should do, he does. They're pretty much his advisors. Okay? And that means that they are fighting the beast real time, which is quite interesting. And if you paid attention, you would be highly entertained. So I can't see how they're going to pull this off. It's just not working. So they might have to try another way. Or if they've already destroyed their economy, then it's pretty much already over for them. Bitcoin is starting to rise again. They had it down to like 3,800. Now back up to like 6,500 today. The halving is coming up. It's just not looking good for them. It's not looking good. If they manage to get martial law, it will be the weakest grasp of power that they ever had. France is still pissed. Hong Kong is still pissed. America is still pissed. Venezuela is still pissed. The millennials ain't listening to you at all. Partying on the beach and partying and in Mexico. You notice how you don't hear about Mexico going crazy? I mean, they can't control this. So it's not that dire. It's really not that dire. But the snake is falling. It's being exposed. The good news. Anyway, happy Passover. Much love and respect. In the future, I'll do another broadcast. Let me find my little studio here. Okay, I'm just going to pull out. Let me see if I have anything to play. I haven't used this soundboard in a while, so forgive me. Let me see, do I have some Francis? Oh, yeah. Dr. Francis Wesley. Let me play this, sister. All right, y'all. Thank you so much for coming. My name is Dawid Yaakov Maccabeus. Time, much love. All praise Ayah. All praise Ayah. All praise Ayah.
Dr. Francis Welsing, give us the benefit of your theory, please.
Well, my theory was, I wrote the paper in 1969. I wrote a paper called The Crest Theory of Color Confrontation and Racism. And the sole reason behind writing that paper was an attempt to understand the behavior of white people in relationship to all people of color, every place in the world, black, brown, red, and yellow people. And the paper was presented to the Americans at the National Medical Association, the section on psychiatry in neurology, because back in 1969, the black caucus in the American Psychiatric Association, we had said that racism, and when we talk about racism, we're talking about the white supremacy behavior of white people, that racism was the number one mental health problem in the nation, and it was the number one cause of other mental health problems. And I wanted to understand what this thing of racism really is all about, because it's the kind of, it is the thing that has caused woe and misery and suffering for the vast majority of the people on this planet that are classified as non-white. And in my attempt to understand why the necessity of white people to keep saying that white is superior and that the condition of non-white is inferior. And the more I thought about it, in conjunction with an idea that a friend of mine had, that racism was a worldwide behavioral system for the maintenance of white supremacy by a small minority of people, I put those ideas together with what we know about genetics, what we know about the condition of skin whiteness itself. The condition of skin whiteness is the genetic inability to produce skin pigment called melanin. This is a genetic recessive trait. It is a genetic deficiency state, not as defined by Francis Welsing, but defined by geneticists and dermatologists, that the inability to produce the skin pigment of melanin or melanin pigment is described as albinism. And I think that white people, even though most white people are not consciously understanding their problem in genetics, they are certainly aware that they are genetically dominated by people of color. That's why it was a statement, one drop of black blood makes you black, because people of color have the genetic capacity to annihilate white people. And so unless white people control the reproductivity of people of color, then we can postulate that perhaps one day there won't be any white people. And I think that the very survival of white people necessitates that they project genetic inferiority on people of color, because it is they who really are aware that they are genetic recessive and perhaps genetically inferior to people of color. And I am not saying this to call the condition of skin whiteness to say, well, no, white people are inferior. I'm not saying it for that purpose, but I think that it is of prime importance for the majority of people in the world to understand why it is that white people have to, the effective majority, large numbers of white people, have to move in a hostile and an aggressive way against people of color and have to constantly focus on it's you who's genetically inferior because they realize that there's something wrong with their genetic status. Now,
may I take a call?
Oh, sure,
all
please.
Right. Let me, so that, because we have a number of calls, and we'll see what the public wants to find out also. Just one second.